Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Chaim and Nelson Halpin.
Many times when you have a lavish meal or a chasna or any of a mitzvah, and a choshev suda, and you have a starter, you have hors d'oeuvres, in order to whet the appetite, that you should have an appetite to be able to eat the whole meal that's coming. So I'll just make an introduction that at the end of the shiur, in case the beginning is not as interesting maybe, but at the end of the shiur I'm going to say something interesting in the last few minutes. So just to whet the appetite, I'll tell you in advance about it. We're standing now, just a few days before Sukkot. So it'll be appropriate to combine the two and ask a very, very simple question. I like simple questions. Simple questions are things that you wonder why you never thought of them in advance, and it seems too simple that no one asked this question before. And normally these things are, when you look for them, you find that they have been discussed by the generations that have gone. The question is as simple. The question is as follows. Yesterday we had Yom Kippurim, which as we know is a gvaldige day, the Rosh was moichel us all our virus. But there was something else tremendous which happened on Yom Kippur, which for some reason or another doesn't seem to get its way into the Machzor. Not even mentioned at all. So much so that the famous Mishnah which tells us in Tanis, the Mishnah says, Loi ha yom toim leYisrael, there was no such yom to Klal Yisrael, ki chamisha osa ba'av, uchi Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah says that the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur was a gewaldige Yom Tov. And the question is, why? What's the grace of Simcha? So the Gemara tells us there was two special things that happened on Yom Kippur. Two things. So you would have thought there was one, the Rebbeinu was working with all our various. So the Gemara tells us that the Simcha of Yom Kippur, besides for the day that the Rebbeinu was working with all our various, is also the day when we got the Luchas Shnius. The second Luchas, when Shabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, there was three sets of 40 days. First, there was the 40 days straight after the Matan Torah, which Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days. Then when he came down, there was another 40 days by the when he came down the first time, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, then the Rebbeinu was very upset. Then he went up another 40 times, there was 40 days of Kas. And the last 40 days from Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippurim was the third set of 40 days. And then we got the second Luchas, and the Rebbeinu said, Solachti Kidvarecho, and because of the Luchas Shnius, the Rebbeinu was Moichel Asa B'Tammuz, and he gave us a second Luchas. So the Mishnah tells us, Pshat and Posuk. The Mishnah says, B'yoyim chasu nosoi, or B'yoyim simchas liboy. So the Mishnah explains the Posuk as follows. B'yoyim chasu nosoi, ze matn teire. B'yoyim simchas liboy, ze bini beis amigdosh, ze ibonu b'mheir v'yomenu. So Rashi tells us there in Tanis, that chavom with beis, what does it mean, B'yoyim chasu nosoi, ze matn teire? Zog Rashi, Yoyim HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is called Matan Torah. Shenit nu boi luchas achronas. So that means that on Yom Kippur, Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a second luchas. And if you think about it, this is what we're left with. The first luchas was smashed. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down the second time with the second set of luchas. And that's what we're left with. So the plea is, what is the big secret? Why do we not even talk about it? On Shavuos we say, Yom Matan Torah Seinu, we say, By davening we mention it. It's part of the tefillas. By the machsam, we say so many piyutim, so many yoytzeres, so many additions into davening. Even the nusach tefillas, somewhere it should be mentioned. What's the big secret? Why are we not talking about the fact that we got the luchas shnius? So I had this cast already a few years, but this year, before I tell you the teret, this year I saw something very interesting. I was learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Akitz Shulchan Aruch writes, by Yom Kippur, as we know, besides for the regular Dokas Neiris, which ladies light every Shabbos in Yom Tov, there's another light which we make sure to have, that has to burn throughout the whole Yom Kippur, and this is the light which we use by Havdalah last night, Nesha Shavas, after light from the light that was lit throughout the whole Yom Kippur. So there's various reasons for this light, for the Neshama, there's various reasons, but the Akitz Shulchan Aruch says a new reason, which I never knew, which ties in very well with this. He says the reason why we light another light before Yom Kippur is because on Yom Kippur we got the Luchas Shnius. We got the Luchas Shnius. All gewaldig, Torah is compared to light. Ne mitzvah Torah is compared to light. So in order to commemorate the Luchos Shnius, we make sure to have this extra light to cover the Luchos Shnius. This was fascinating. I never knew this. The reason why we have the second Luchos, this light is because of the Luchos Shnius. But the question still remains. A very, very simple question. It was a history in Klal Yisrael. We were left with Luchos Shnius. That's what we're left with. Why is there no mention in the Holy Yom Kippur that we got the second Luchos? There was another very simple question. This is a Sukkos question now. Why is a very, very simple question, which when this question hit me, it bothered me. Why have we not talked about this? A very simple question. Why is Sukkos for 7 days? So you start thinking, why is Sukkos 7 days? What do you mean? 1 second. Pesach is also 7 days. Okay, Pesach is 7 days. You understand why? Klal Yisrael came out Mitzrayim at Tesvav Nissen. And then on 7 days later, there was Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's a Yom Tov at the beginning, there's a Yom Tov at the end, there's Eid in between a Chol HaMoed. Okay, so in effect, the Yetziah took 7 days. To go out of Mitzrayim took 7 days from when they actually left until they got rid of the Mitzrayim. Was a process of 7 days, so it makes sense that it should take 7 days to have the Yom Tov of Sukkos, of Pesach. But when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which as we know, you might be thinking when you have the Sukkos, the Gvald Ganes, Zeichel Anana covered, the Rebbe Shloim when took us in the midbar and protected us from the sun, from the cold. And the question is, very nice, you want to commemorate that, so you want to sit in the Sukkah. So do it for 1 day, Shavuos is also 1 day. There's a Shlom afterwards, you worry, Klal Yisrael will have time to bring all the Karbonos. So by Shavuos, we give Zayin, we make that Shlom, we give 7 days afterwards, we're able to fill in all the people that didn't bring the Karbon on the day. But a very, very simple question, why is Sukkos for 7 days? So, Lemaisa, this question is Mefurish in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu B'chaya writes, he's got a sefer called Kada Kemach. Rabbeinu B'chaya says, because there were altogether 7 clouds, Klal Yisrael, they had the clouds from all around them, on all directions, on all 4 side directions, on top and on bottom, and there was another one in front. So there was altogether 7 anonym, so therefore, in order to remember the 7 anonym, we have to have 7 days. So perhaps we're going to see soon another pshat to answer these questions. So on the first question, the original question we asked, why do we not mention Bechlal, the Luchos Shnius in Yom Kippur? So I found that there is a sefer from the Baal HaTanya. He writes in the sefer, Likutei Torah, in Parashat Zacharias. He writes, mamish, 1.5 lines, and which needs a hesber, but he says the actual teretz. He says as follows. He says, Chazal tell us, as the Medrash says, the reason why the first Luchos was smashed, what went wrong, was a Matan Torah. The reason was they were given by Pumbi. They were given with a big fanfare. There was a big fuss made about them. And the whole world was quiet. And there was koilets of rockim. There was a lot of noise. There was a lot of fuss about the Luchos Rishonis. And Sholet Poem Ein Hora. And Ein Hora went into the Luchos. And that caused them to smash. So therefore, the second Luchos were given Betzina. The second Luchos were given in secret, in private. We don't make such a fuss about it. So therefore, not only were they given Betzina, we also want to make sure that even on the day when they were given Yom Kippur, we're not going to be making a fuss. And he writes as follows. He says, B'yom Kippur hu behelem, the simcha of Luchos Shnius is hidden. Ki Luchos Achroinus nitnu Betzina. They were given Betzina, so therefore it's also Betzina. But then he adds another few words which we need the hesber before. He says as follows. He says, Aval hagiloi, when do we reveal this Simcha of the Luchos Shnius? On Simchas Torah. Simcha shel Torah, dahainu gilui mekoir ha-Torah, fu gilui ha-Elyon Baruch Hu. On Simchas Torah, that's the day when we are dancing with the Torah. We're not just dancing because we're finished from Bereishis of Zeis HaBaruch, it happens to be finished then. Really what we're busy with is that we're busy dancing and rejoicing over the Luchos Shnius which we got in Yom Kippur. Ad kan devorav. Now the question is, why are we allowed to rejoice on Simchas Torah if we were not allowed to rejoice on Yom Kippur itself? If you're telling me the reason why we're keeping it quiet, because we're given Mitzina, we're worried about Ayin Hara, so therefore you don't want to make a whole fuss about the Luchos Shnius, and even Yom Kippur, you open the whole Machzor, you won't find a single mention about the Luchos Shnius, Beseder. So then what happened on Simchas Torah? And if you can rejoice the Simchas Torah, so why can't you do it on Sukkos? What's going on over here? It's a very stark kasha. Why is the Simcha of Yom Kippur? Why is the Simcha of Yom Kippur shifted over to Simchas Torah? And on Simchas Torah, we are allowed to rejoice with the Simcha of the Luchos Shnius, which we weren't allowed to rejoice on Yom Kippur. Well, that's a very good question. Why were they given Bepumbi? The Rebbe Yishim knew very well that there could be a price. So I heard once a drosha from Choshev Shvuger, Rabbi Saul Friedman. He spoke about the Inin of Ruchis Yishonis was the Inin of Kovod HaTorah. To make sure, they can't give Torah just by the way under the table. It doesn't work like that. Torah is a Metzius of the Bria, Torah is the Neshama of the world. And therefore, it had to be made a fuss about. Even if there's going to be a price afterwards, that is going to have to be broken, but you can't do Torah like that. He gave a whole Shiva Arichas, Ramey Shapiro made the Shiva's Chachma Leblin with a big fanfare, and he was warned in advance, it might not last too long, but you had to be Merev in the cover of that Torah, so it was worth doing it. Okay, that's a good question. So let's maybe understand a bit better what's going on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah to understand the difference why in Simchas Torah we can afford to rejoice for Yom Kippur more than we could do on Yom Kippur itself. Is Shmini Atzeres greater than Yom Kippur? So there's a fascinating Chasam Soif in Joshua, Chelik Aleph, Omer 94, in the old print at least, the Ramaskal Vahayisa, and he brings from Ramami Panu the following. He says as follows, he says, the Lashon of Chag, which is Stam Lashon Chag in the Torah means Sukkos, is a circle. Chag is a Lashon of a circle. Now every circle means that you're going around and around. But, if you say in English, in a way, you're missing the point. You haven't got the actual inside point itself. You're just going around and around. So you can be happy on Yom Tov, it's a gewaldige chag, a gewaldige simcha. But he says, Shmini Atzeres, that is the actual point in the middle. That is the greatest kedusha. He says, Shmini Yigufa Nekuda HaKedusha Elyona. Shmini Atzeres is the holy, elevated Lekuda point. Mikol HaKedushas Afilu Mekedushas Yom HaKippurim. Shmini Atzeres is so great, even greater than Yom Kippur, and therefore you can't call it a chag. As the day itself, he says, a very interesting thing, that the same Karbonus Musaf they brought in Yom Kippur, they brought the same Karbonus Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, identical Karbonus and Musaf, because they have a deep connection. And he says that the Emes is even greater, because the Lashon he writes is, Simcha Chedus of the Malkim Yisrael. So what does that mean? What does it mean, Simcha Chedus of the Malkim Yisrael? Klal Yisrael, the version is happy with Klal Yisrael. So he explains, so there is, the Sforim bring down a Lashon HaZoya, which explain what's really going on in Shmini Atzeres. A person can have a Gevaldig Zmani Simcha, but nothing can compete when it's done in private. When there's a Gevaldig Simcha in private, then a person can really show his Gevaldig Simcha. Say the moshla chay the yichud, but there's no one else there. There's just the chosin of the kala, and it's the gevaldige, even though it's done in private. But fakir, that brings the gevaldige darga of simcha. And the loshen is, I'll say the loshen in Aramaic, and I translate loshen hakodesh. Obahu chedusa lo mishtakche b'malka elo yisrael b'chaydayu, which means with that simcha, the Rebbe Yishlim is only the klal Yisrael himself. O man the Yosef in Malka, whoever sitting with the king himself, for not a label chedoy, call man the voice shoil the yoiv label. Zakod Shavil, Zashmin Atzeres, a person got a tremendous power to be able to ask whoever he wants, because he's be'emes in the chid yichud rebbeinu himself with no one else. What does that mean with no one else? So the emes says that all these things that Rashi Al Atayah already says, that on Shmin Atzeres, rebbeinu says, make for me a suda katana. Which ties in well with this, which it means, the whole Sukkot we're busy with the Pariah Chag. We bring 70 bulls for the Umas Ha'olam, the 70 Umas Ha'olam. So we go down, 13, 12, 11, so on. Each day we go less and less, Poiches V'olach. Comes the Shmini Atzeres, as a gewaldige day, we've got rid of all the Umas Ha'olam. Now Klal Yisrael are sitting with Sinner, with the Rebbein Shlomo by himself, with the Rebbein Shlomo B'l'Chaydoi by himself, then we can ask whatever we want. As a state in Zohar Kodesh. So, Oibazoi, maybe we can understand now what's really going on. When it came to Yom Kippur, we wanted to rejoice the Luchas Shnius. We're very worried. We can't make a fuss about it. It has to be given with Tzinner. It has to be done in private. And therefore, we don't want to make a whole fuss about the Luchas Shnius and Yom Kippur. So what happened, Oibazoi, on Shmini Atzeres? The answer is that Shmini Atzeres is Betzinna. The whole Metzius of the Yom Tov is that we're sitting alone with the Rebbeinu Shloim, and therefore we've got the capabilities to do a Simcha, and it's still staying Betzinna. So therefore, Be'emes, the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres is really a Shloma of the days of the day of Yom Kippur. So I saw that the Gevaldige Gematria, the Taka works, as the Gematria of Simchas Yom Kippurim is exactly the same gematria as Shmini Atzeres. 1170. That means that the gematria of Simcha Yom Kippurim, when we're rejoicing for the Simcha of Yom Kippur, that Simcha Be'emes takes place on Shmini Atzeres. So from this Be'emes, we can stand between the Seira. We can have a gewaltig story, it's the whole musig of Luchas Shnius. You understand what happened, that the Bnei Shalim gave us a Torah, the Bnei Shalim told us not to do Avodah Zarah, Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, and nevertheless, we were nichshel, they were smashed, and the Bnei Shalim went along and gave us a second chance, and still gave us the second Luchas. So I saw recently, a few weeks ago, they're printing from the Reb Tzvi Meir Zilberger in Yerushalayim, his Devar Torah every week, and he related the following story, about an elderly Yid, the 93, he was nifta about half a year ago. It's a very interesting story about someone which had a second chance. What happened? He was, his whole life, he was not from a Yid Bichlal. When he turned 80, then he became a Baal Tshuva. A Yid living in Eretz Yisrael. When he was 80 years old, his son had already become a Baal Tshuva a few years earlier. He was learning in a Kollel somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. And what happened was, actually, he came there to visit his son, and the Olim stood up for him a bit. It's a shy if you stand up for someone which doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs, could be as a thing. Shanishba, the Meisner gave him some covet, and was very impressed, he was very moved by the fact that the Olim recognized him, took notice of him, and he asked what's going on. He explained to him, an elderly person comes in, we have their cheretz, we stand up. He was so moved, that's really what triggered him on to become a Baal Tshuva. The Meisner, he started learning, and he managed to learn, it took him a long, long time, but eventually he managed to master the whole Perek HaKoinus of Baba Kama, the whole sixth Perek of HaKoinus of Baba Kama. He worked through line after line. He'd never learned before, he didn't know anything. He started from fresh, he hovered away, line after line, and he finished the whole Perek HaKoinus. So you can imagine, the Oilim there in the Koilul made a massive fuss about it, they made the whole scene for him. And one of the Yungalai told him the famous story which happened by Moshe Feinstein. There was a Yid in America that hadn't learned. And one day, he started learning, and he learned through a whole daf Gemara, and it took him a long time, line after line, he made sure he understand the kasha, the teretz, the havam in the maskona, the shakel of tariyah, till he got clear the whole daf, finished the first daf, he had such a simcha, he wanted to make a siyum on one daf. So they went to the Moshe and asked him, does it make sense to make a siyum on one daf? Finish a masechta, finish a seidim mishnayis, something... You finish a whole davar sholem, you can make a siyum on one daf. So Reb Moshe said, the point of a siyum is, you finished, you mastered a certain chelik of Torah, and that's something which calls for a simcha, and therefore you can make a siyum on it. He said, this year, for him, one daf is such a gewaldige simcha, such a gewaldige shlemas, avad you can make a siyum. And Reb Moshe Feinstein himself attended this siyum. Reb Moshe spoke there, and he spoke about how one daf gemara can be mezakech and neshama from the Yid. A gewaldige siyum. The next day, this Yid was nifta. And Reb Moshe Feinstein was arose from his pilot that this person was zoicha to learn a whole daf gemara, and he mastered this daf gemara, what it does for a person to shom a gewaldige hisoyrus it was. So one of the people in the koilel told this elderly Yid, he finished the whole period, they mentioned to him this story. The next day, he calls up one of the people in the koilel, and he said, Baruch Hashem, yesterday I made a siyum in the whole HaKoinus, and Baruch Hashem, I'm still alive. Baruch Hashem, I'm still alive. You know what? I want to carry on. I want to continue learning. Say that, no problem. Adarava, he'd learn, even if he's an older person. So he started learning, and learning, and learning. From 80 till he was 93, he finished the whole Shas twice. The Bingalai there in the Koilu were made, that there was no just reading it, just half understanding. He was an action, he made sure he learned every line properly, when he understood it, he continued. And there was a gewaldige soirus from them, a person, when he said over the story, so Reb Tzimai said, imagine he's coming to Shemayim when he was 93. And he said, what do you want? I'm a Tinnik Shanishma, what do you want from me? I didn't know anything. So he said, actually when I was 80, I started to do a few mitzvahs, I put on tefillin, I davened a few tefillahs. You'd have thought they'd get a lot of credit for it. So they turned around to him and said, Revid, there's a shasi waiting. You were meant to finish this twice. Baruch Hashem, this Yid was Zoicha. But just the fact that a person's a bit older, it doesn't mean that it's ever too late. Now this is serious for Emes. Every time you think about Luchas Shnius, this is really what happened. The Rebbe Yisrael himself, with his wrote the luchas, and it was smashed. And nevertheless, it came the luchas shnius. The Rishon gave us a second chance. The person has a second chance, and that's for emes the simcha of Yom Kippur. The simcha of Shmini Atzeres, as we discussed, is rejoicing over the second chance of the second luchas. But nevertheless, maybe we can understand a bit better. There is quite a lot of a weight in between the first Simcha of Yom Kippur, when we actually got the luchas, and on the Simcha's Torah, when we go to dance with the Torah and rejoice over the second luchas. In between the two, we've got the whole Yontav of Sukkos. Perhaps the Yontav of Sukkos is a Yontav which helps us prepare and helps us and be able to reach the level of being able to have Taka rejoice in the second luchas. So perhaps you can explain as follows. There's a Medrash in Pinchas, a Medrash Tanchuma in Pinchas, which reveals to us that really every, like by Shavuos is 7 weeks after Pesach, so too really Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres should really be 7 weeks after Sukkos. Shouldn't be straight away, should really be 7 weeks later. Shehoyom Eroili Shmini Atzeres Acha Chag Chamishim Yoim, that should really be after Sukkos, 50 days after Sukkos, should really be the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. Kishem Shiesh Mi Pesach Vad Atzeres, just like it is from Pesach till Shavuos. So why is there not such a long wait? El Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rishon says, the Rishon is considered with the Klal Yisrael to have to travel, Chorif, with winter, Ve'einon Yichoynen Aniach Batein Lovoy Lekan, they can't leave their homes to come all the way to Yisrael, back to Yisrael, El Ad Shehen Etzli Yasu Atzeres, when they're here already, they should just stay another day, and we're going to keep straight away Shemin Atzeres. As they state in Medrash Parashas Tanchuma. So the Klal Yisrael Magad, the Avodas Yisrael, says that it's much more than that. He says, as we know, there's the Gewaldige Tikkunim which happened from the first day Pesach until Shavuos. We count the Sphere, the 7 weeks of Avoida. First week is Avoida of Chesed, where we work on being kind to each other. The second week is Avoida of Gevura and then Tiferes. We go through each week working on the Midas in order to come to Shavuos to be able to come to Matan Torah. So he writes the Loshen, Sheyesh biyodei, he brings this medrash, and he says, Sheyesh biyodeinu lesakein atikunim, we have the power to be able to misakein all the tikunim, miyoyim rishon the sukkos, and Shemini Atzeres, and told Shemini Atzeres, k'moy she'onu misakeinim v'pesach v'ad Atzeres, v'mei esfira. That means that really what's going on through the days of sukkos is a crash course. We're doing the whole sefira sa'im, which normally takes us 7 weeks to be able to do, and we're doing that just in 7 days. That's what David Yisrael writes. So perhaps with this, you can understand a lot deeper what's going on when there's Shpizen. As we asked this before, that why do you have 7 days of Sukkos? We said the Teretz Rabbeinu B'chaya, and the reason is because there were 7 clouds. But according to this, maybe the reason is because we want to make sure we've got 7 weeks to be able to do now in these 7 days. We're trying to come to Shmini Atzeres, which really Shmini Atzeres, as we explained, is really the Hashlom of Yom Kippur, which the Hashlom of Yom Kippur is the Luchas Shnius. So in order to be able to get to this Gewaldige Atzeres, this Atzeres, which means the Shavuos of the second Luchas, we're doing this with a preparation of 7 days, which is really 7 weeks. So the first day, we're going to have Avram in the Sukkah. We have to invite them, the Swarm tell us. You have Avram in the Sukkah, so you have to live in the midst of Chesed. And we talk about the home, the Gewaldige Middles of Chesed, which we can learn from Avram Vinu, and the Gewaldige Gevura, the year of Yitzchak, with the Teferis of Yaakov, that the 7 of Shpizin, they correspond to these 7 middas of from Chesed and 10 Malchus. Tovad HaMelech HaShan Rabbah, the middah of Malchus. So each day, we learn from the guests, we learn from the Shpizin, and through this, we can come to Shmini Atzeres and rejoice properly with the second Luchas. So really, we can understand that there is something much more. There's an Arichas, which really, it's a gewaldige chiddush, and it's not really justice to say over just in 2 minutes, but at least the Maramokim, if someone wants a geshmak a shtickel, a covered Shabbos, a covered Yontav, to learn about the Luchas Shnius, there's in Beis Halevi, at the back of Beis Halevi, on Shuvas Beis Halevi, Chele Gimel, there's 18 droshes. The last one, Drush Yud Ches, he says a gewaldige, gewaldige chiddush, which should there be anyone standing up, I suggest to sit down before they hear it. Because it can mamash blow you away. The Beis Halevi writes as follows. He brings Raya from Chazal, mamash mechiach from Chazal, and he says that Aluchas Harishonas was a lot more written than Aseres Hadibros. Aluches Rishonis was written Kol HaTorah Kula, including Kol Masha Talmud Vosin Chadish, was all written with the Gewaldige Ness on the first Luches. Every single Ksois HaChoshin, every single Mesivas, every single Shur Reb Shmuel, everything was written on the Luches Rishonis. Every single Shigal Torah, someone's going to say, Tum Shiach will come, was written by Ness Aluches Rishonis. He brings rice from Chazal, it's good to see inside. And he said, what happened was by the Egel, that because Klal Yisrael go into Golus, and because we need to have Torah Shebaal Peh to keep us in Golus, to keep us separated from the Goyim, and we couldn't afford that Torah Shebaal Peh should be written down, so Torah Shebaal Peh, the Chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh, flew away from the Luchas, and that's what it means, I made it heavy, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't keep any more Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore you had to break it. And the Chiddush of Luchas Shnius was that the Rebbeinu Shem said, Torah Shebichsav is going to stay on the Luchas, and Torah Shebaal Peh is going to be given Baal Peh, but Klal Yisrael themselves are going to be the klaf for the second Luchas, for the Torah. Which means that when a person learns Torah, he doesn't just go to the Torah, learn the Torah, and it stays two separate entities. The pshat is, when a person learns Torah, he becomes so one with the Torah, that kivyochel, he's the klaf of the actual Torah. He's mazal with that, the Medrash which says that Moshe Rabbeinu had spare ink, and there was a little bit of ink left over, and he put it on his face, and that's why his face shone like the luchas. And he explains the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu had a little bit of ink because he wanted to write the second chelik. He wanted to write the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Rebbeinu said stop. Klal Yisrael are now going to go into Golus because they're going into Golus. We need to make sure that we have Torah Shebaal Peh to keep us in Golus, and therefore that little bit of ink which he wanted to write the Torah Shebaal Peh went on Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And therefore he shone like the Luchas. The Gewaldige Ariches there. But the point I'm trying to bring out is that the Chiddush of Luchas Shnius is that Klal Yisrael become one with the Torah, with the Gewaldige Yichud. So when we said before that what's going on in Shmini Atzeres is, that Shmini Atzeres is be'emes Ashloma for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur we got the second Luchas. Shmini Atzeres we're rejoicing with the second Luchas. And throughout the days of Sukkot, the 7 days we're learning from the Shpizin, we're having really a crash course of the whole 7 weeks of Sfiris HaOmer. We're doing all that during the second 7 days of Sukkot. So that 7 days of Sukkot that we're sacking our middos, the pshat is that we're making ourselves roi, we're making ourselves befitting that we should be able to have on us the actual Torah. And then when we learn that Kivyochel on Shmini Atzeres, Klal Yisrael going to Achede Yichud with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Kudshevarichu v'Yisrael v'Reis Echadu comes out with a very, very powerful, very, very powerful way. Because now we're getting the Luchas Shnius, which we are the klaf of the Luchas Shnius. We're becoming one with the Torah. We're becoming one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore the Simchas Yom HaKippurim, which it says, the Gemach of Shmini Atzeres, that be'emes is all happening on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres. And with this, maybe we can just add one more point before I tell you what I promised you at the beginning of the Shia. I'm going to tell you something interesting at the end. That there's a Gewaldige Svasemes. Svasemes writes in Sukkos, Shnas Tarsamach Beis, and he explains why is there no mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel on Shmini Atzeres. There's the mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkos. And the Gemara says there's various differences, there's various new things that happen on Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shav. But there's no mitzvahs aliyah leregel on Shmini Atzeres. And he says as follows. He says, because the three yomim toivim on mechuvin keneged the gimel ovus. There's Avram, is Pesach, Shavuos is Yitzchok, and Sukkot is Yaakov. So he says, what Shmini Atzeres? So he says, Shmini Atzeres is keneged Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Sarah Torah. And there's a big difference between the three ovus with Torah. And he says as follows. He says, if you want to learn from Avram Avinu, the mid of Avram, the mid of Yitzchok, the mid of Yaakov, then you have to leave your house, to go to the Beis HaMikdash, be Aliyah LeRegel, and then you can, Yiroi Kol Zechurcha, Kivyochel, you can see the Rebbeinu Shleim in the Beis HaMikdash on each of the Shalosh Shegolim. But he says, when it comes to Torah, Torah doesn't need for you to go anywhere. He says, Torah is the Pshat, that it's wherever you are, B'chol Mokim Asher Azkes Shemi, wherever you go to mention my name, Shemoyser Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah, Ovo Yeilecha V'yachticha, I will come to you and bench you. Which means when it comes to Torah, a person wants to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't need to go to the Beis HaMikdash in order to find the Ribbono Shel Olam over there. When he's sitting at home and he's opening his Gemara, or he's coming to a Shi'an Torah way, and he's learning Torah, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is here with us at the present moment. And therefore, we don't have to do Aliyah LeRegel. So when we understand this, we can understand a lot deeper what happens during the Shmina Atzeres. The Baruch Hashem says, I can't let you go. Ikvi im yom echad. Stay with me one more day. And they all ask the question, what's it going to help? So you're going to have a hard time departing. And a day later, you just pushed off the problem. You haven't really solved it. What's the point? When it comes to Shmina Atzeres, the Baruch Hashem says, I can't let Klal Yisrael go. They've been in the Beis Hamikdash already, the whole Sukkos. Stay with me one more day. What's going to happen after one day? Now the pshat is, this is why I heard this Vasemus, maybe it means this Vasemus, as the pshat is, when it comes to Torah, it comes to Shmina Atzeres, we learn in Shmina Atzeres, as Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yisrael V'Reis Echadu, we are coming united with the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Torah. And therefore, when we're going into the winter afterwards, we just need to know one thing. You want to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're going to open the Gemara, we're going to be there. And that's going to be the Gevaldik Iskarvus, which you can have the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Torah, which that Haku we learn from, the Yom Tov Shmina Atzeres, which is the Emes HaShlom of Yom Kippur. So as I said, in order to wait your appetite, I told you at the beginning, but it's be'emus a fascinating thing, and just to say it without some sort of akdoma is not really right. I've shared this with various people, and it's a gewaldige series. It's something new regarding Tovshi and Pei this year. Elikim in the Liyadi, in the most literal sense, Ribbono Shel Olam has his ways of making sure people see certain things. B'kach hava, I saw a very fascinating Lashon HaZoher HaKadosh regarding Tovshi and Pei. So if you look it up, if the parish is Vayera, I'll tell you where it is in the version, the Pirish Loshon HaKodesh, Shamosik Midvash, from the Agon HaMukubre of Daniel Frisch, Zecher Levrocha, he writes there in page Tar Memches, Tofresh Memches, in the other version of Zohar HaKodesh, Kuf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph, the emes is that it's not normally something done to say Baram Zohar HaKodesh with the Marim Mokim, you just say the Sforim Bring. But Befrat, Chazal tell us as the Mashiach will come through learning Zohar, so maybe for such a thing I can say over what it writes over there, but I'll say at least in the Lashon HaKodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh says as follows, U'bechol shishim v'shishim shonah me'elef ha'shishi. Every single 60th year in the Elef HaShishi. We are now holding in the Elef HaShishi. It's ready 5780. We're in the middle of the 6000th year. V'oz tieh eis bekida v'soiris ha'geula. There will be his oiris from Mashiach. Vim riyu Yisrael ru'uyim bo'isim hazmanim yiu nigaolim. Klal Yisrael will be roi, then Mashiach will come. Which means as follows. Zohar HaKodesh reveals to us, the same way Chazal tell us, as v'nissen nigalu, v'nissen asidin nigol. Which be'emes is machlokes in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, whether v'nissen asidin nigol, or betishri asidin nigol. And the Zohar tells us that every 60th year in the Elef HaShishi is a zman p'kida. Which means as follows. The year Tov Reish was 600, which that was 10 times 60. Afterwards, there was the year Tov Reish Samach, 60 years later. 60 years later is Tov Shin Chof. And 60 years later is Tov Shin Pei. Tov Shin Pei is divided by 60. And the Zohar says every 60th year in the Elef HaShishi is the Zman Mishim Yisrael for the Geula. The question is, though, what does that mean? So when I was in Yeshiva in Gateshead, I heard from Reb Tzvi Bax, the Gevaldige Moshel, to understand what does it mean, Menissen Asidin Ligol, and he said as follows. He said, if you're traveling on a bus, or even on a train, and you want to get off, then there's bus stops, there's trains, there's stations for a person to be able to get on, to be able to get off. That's the way the system works. If you want to stop, and not a registered bus stop, the only way to do it is to press the emergency button. So either it's an emergency, or you've got spare money, you want to wreak havoc, someone messing around, that, but he'll have to, by law, he'll have to stop. That's the fact. Press the emergency button, could be a danger, he has to stop. So he said as follows. He said, Mashiach can come any single given second. But sometimes, in order to bring Mashiach, you have to press the emergency button. You have to work a lot harder to be able to stop it, to be able to bring Mashiach. He said, the Chazal told us there's certain bus stops where it's a lot easier to get on and off. But Nissen, the Tishri, there's gewaldige Zmane when it's much easier to be able to bring Mashiach. So the Zohar HaKodesh reveals to us that Tov Shin Pei is such a year. It's much easier for us to be able to bring Mashiach. And if a person knows this, and a person goes every day thinking, this could be the last Shachris in Golos, it could be the last Minch in Golos, it could be the last Marv in Golos. And the Chofetz Chaim wrote many Sforim. And one of the Sforim that he wrote was called Tzipisa Yeshua. Tzipisa Yeshua, he writes there, as Chazal tell us that Mashiach will come, we're going to be laughing about an Nisoyen which we had. And we're not going to understand, we really had an Nisoyen. And we didn't manage to be miskabel. What was going on? It's like the way nowadays someone tells you that the times of Chazal, when they had the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, someone went to a shop, he orders for himself a certain style of Avodah Zarah, and 10 minutes later you saw him bowing on the floor, bowing down to it, thanking him for creating the world. And we're laughing at it. It doesn't make any sense to us. Say that, but then they were in the matzah, they were in the chashkas, they were in the darkness of that nisoyen, and therefore nowadays it's very easy, Chazal masak in the Yetzirah, so therefore we can laugh about it. When Mashiach will come, we will understand our nisoyenus that we're willing to give up for Torah and mitzvahs. But as long as we are still in Golos, so we can be zoicha to be able to chap around to do mitzvahs and bring a nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu in Golos, it's a gewaltige yisoyenus. He brings there Chazal, Chavot Chaim brings there Chazal, at the end of the third Perek, and the third Perek brings Chazal, and he says that the actual Tzipisel Yeshua, longing for the Geula, brings a Yalkut and Eichem, which says, as B'shas Techum and Abayis, Yitzchak Avinu told the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shema Ein Chazor Levonim, maybe you're not going to take Klal Yisrael back. So the Rebbeinu Shalom told Yitzchak, when is it going to happen? When is Mashiach going to come? Chavot Chaim brings this Yalkut, and it says as follows, Al Toi Mekach, don't say I'm not going to bring them back. Yesh doi shumet sapel amalchusi. There's a doi which is awaiting from amalchus. There's a generation which is awaiting from Mashiach. Miyad heim nigolim. And it says in the pasuk yesh tikvah lacharisech v'shovu volim ligvulam, which means that the actual fact that we're all kind of tzibis to Yeshua, we're waiting for Mashiach, we're waiting for the Shvi'a Kiddushim Shemaim in the world, that itself has a gewaldiges chus and a koyach to be able to emes to be mekayev the geula. And there's many things which you find in Chazal, what causes Arichas HaGolus, which things can be Mekar of the Geula. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Agdoma, the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and he says very clearly, he says that there are various reasons why Mashiach, what causes Arichas HaGolus. And the Rebbeinu Shem told us very clearly he's going to take us back. But he says, when we look into to see which avarus are the most fundamental ones which are causing the longing of the Golos, we're going to find many things in Chazal. Explains there why the chet haloshen, being careful in how we speak, that is one of the main reasons how it can be zoicha to attack and bring Mashiach. So it should be zoicha attacker to be able to bring the Mashiach, which is the man of Sukkos, to have the various Arab meaning, the Arovas of the lips, which are closed lips, the inin of Svosan, inin of speaking, the Aaron HaKoyen was Anan HaKovet, he was the Oyev Sholem, Reidu Sholem, and we're Zoych Ataka to be careful about inin of Aloshen, and we're Zoych Ataka to be careful of the Geula, Sheyovah Bimheir V'yameinu.